Joe Volpe is the retired longtime general manager of the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York. He's also the new interim managing director of the Sarasota Ballet. WUSF's Susan Giles Wontok has this profile.
Volpe, who's on leave from the Sarasota Ballet Board of Directors, got this job because he was asked to step in after the former business manager was asked to resign. Now that Volpe is at the helm, he's ready to help the Sarasota Ballet however he can, with his considerable cachet, experience, and network. He envisions the Sarasota Ballet touring Japan and reached out to the presenter who brought the Met to Japan for several years. Other Volpe consulting contacts in the Middle East could mean dates for the Sarasota Ballet in Doha, Qatar, or perhaps Dubai.
It's having that kind of exposure, which would be great for the company, and also it would then build this reputation of not competing with, you know, New York City Ballet or American Ballet Theater. We don't want to go there. We would just want to continue to be the unique company that we are, but with more performing opportunities.
Sarasota Ballet has already performed at the renowned Jacob's Pillow in the Berkshires and at New York's Joyce Theater. Volpe says performing the works of choreographer Sir Frederick Ashton put the ballet company on the map worldwide.
When they had the Ashton Festival, to think that people from all over the world came to Sarasota just to see the performances. And I was in the lobby, and Joan Sutherland's husband, who was a conductor, Richard Bonney, there's Richard. I said, good Lord, Richard, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm coming to see the Ashton Festival. He said, I can't see it in London.
Meg Booth directs dance programming for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. The Sarasota Ballet performed there twice. She says as a mid-size regional professional company, it stands out.
Quality of performance, the artistic caliber, those things are definitely important. And Sarasota, I think, has all of those with their unique blend of choreography that they're bringing. I mean, they do more Ashton in Sarasota than I think any other company in the United States. That's definitely unique. There are not many companies that do Ashton, much less do it well, and they do it exceptionally well.
Volpe wants the community to know that Sarasota Ballet is on firm financial footing. And fixer that he is, after 16 years wrangling a multi-million-dollar budget at the Met, he knows how to find the balance between creativity and the bottom line.
When Rudolph Bing was at the Met, the BBC did a video, and they're interviewing Mr. Bing, who was a famous general manager of the Met, who I started with. And the chap from the BBC says, now, Mr. Bing, I know that the Met has a lot of money. And Bing looked at him. He said, are you mad? We're almost broke. He said, what do you mean, bro? He said, all performing arts companies are just on the edge. Now, one needs to balance the artistic energy and direction with the financial reality.
Volpe is scheduled to be the interim managing director for about 6 months, but he'll usher in the permanent managing director Sarasota Ballet hires after its nationwide search. And while he talks about other people who are perfectionists, it's clear he is one himself. In his words, in the arts, you have to continually strive for excellence.
And I will push people. I do that. I'm going to try to do it in a gentle, kind way, which I have the ability to do so, but really let them grow, individual grow, let them understand, learn from my experience, and I think we can do great things that way.
And up next for the Sarasota Ballet, a performance featuring works by Balanchine and Ashton's Enigma Variations, based on the Elgar composition of the same name. The Sarasota Ballet will be the first company outside of the Royal Ballet and Birmingham Royal Ballet to perform this Ashton masterwork. Susan Giles, Wontek, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can see videos of the Sarasota Ballet at WUSFnews.org.